You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We also have Amanda Shea in the building.
Yo, 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 yo.
Amanda Shea in the building.
Oh, we got Free in the building, too. Say hey, Free.
What's gang, up, gang. Free? So, if you haven't been tuned in, what you missed was the 5th annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series, and it was, honestly, it was amazing. I left here on cloud 10, 15, 20, 25, whatever, after each week. Tons of energy. It was great to put so many different MCs, producers, individuals in a room together that might not cross paths anywhere else. I already know about a few collabs taking place. A lot of people were DMing us like, yo, I just followed everybody on that because they knew one person and they got pulled in the loop. And that's what it's all about. If you haven't, and if you are new, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. We're happy to have you. We've been going at it for a little while right now. That was the end of season 5. We have over 140 episodes up. They're on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere that you could get a podcast. Just go look us up, subscribe, all that good stuff. Or you can go right to LFODradio.com. Everyone who was in the Cypher is on there, as well as plenty of other MCs, producers, artists. We even do panels such as the Women in Hip Hop panel, State of New England Hip Hop. We've had some record labels. There's a lot of good things. And if you're an artist tuned in, there's definitely some gems as well. Speaking of artists, we're about to be playing a ton of music. Submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us clean records. If we like them, we'll spin them. If we really like them, we'll invite you in. And, you know, we can do a podcast. We could do something like that. But definitely send us music. Because, yeah, we want to build the platform up and get as many people on the airwaves up here as possible. Amanda, you laughed at the... I only said if we really like you, because we only interview so many people each year. It's a packed schedule, but we do rock with everybody. And
big facts.
There's so many different things. We put out a lot of stuff. So hashtag extra bars. If you haven't seen that, that's even more Cypher type footage. It's a bunch of acapellas we do. Like I said, LFODradio.com. And if you want to talk to us, at LFODradio with an underscore on Twitter, at LFODradio on Instagram, LFODLife on Facebook, hashtag LFODradio. Let us know if you're tuned in. We got to thank the people that made the Alumni Cypher Series possible. First of all, I want to start with our patrons. Alexander, Brian, Darren, Eric, Joe, Jake, Robert, Sol, and Shani. Thank you guys for being a part of the team here with us. If you want to learn more about how they're involved, you can hit patreon.com/LFODLife. There's also a bunch of bonus Cypher footage on there. Bonus Cyphers. We got extra stuff from Shades, Numenera. We got some EMS stuff on the way. We got some Time and Lep, Philly G, Billy Dean Thomas. A lot of bonus stuff on there right now. Also, this year was the first year we brought on sponsors. And that was really cool to see support from other New England brands and collectives, etc. Rec Shop Movement, Table Manners DJs, Rap Night, The Bridge Sound and Stage, The Beat Club Podcast. Big shout out to Nicholas Weichert for filming everything.
My guy.
Week in, week out. All the producers who we got via The Beat Club Podcast. We had 2 beats from Grand, 1 from Mad Surgeon, and Manny Beats Shy held it down. I heard Grand got on, he had a beat on the XXL Cypher as well.
Wow.
So shout out to him. He had a nice month. You can let us know in the comments whose Cypher series you thought was better.
Hey, we're not doing that.
You don't think so?
No.
We don't like to compete with other I don't know. I think we had a great Cypher series.
I think so.
I say that to big up our guys, not to trash XXL. Just that, you know, they went in. Thank you for checking me, Amanda.
No problem.
Leo season still. anyway, so we're going to play part one of the Cypher, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about all of them. Basically, we invited everyone back who's ever been on the show. This year we had 32 MCs pop up.
It's a lot.
Split them into four groups. Let's list them all, because we did have Noom Nera, Red Shades, Dukeron, Time and Lep, Mike Wing, DL, Tony White, DDM, E. Jake, Oompa, Anson Raps, Paranom, D. Ruff, Billy Dean Thomas, Philly G, Chronic Tone, EMS, that's Benefit, Rev, Core, Desco, and Kane, Mertz, Chatham the Sun, Shalom the Poet, Seti Zoo, Amanda Shea,
hey,
Ant Thomas, YN Prop, Artisan, GIs, V Knuckles, Rex, and Bakari JB himself closed it out. If you want to jump ahead and listen to that before you finish listening to us talk, you can just go to smarturl.it/alumnicypher/2019, or just go to lfodradio.com, or go on YouTube and type alumni cypher, go on anything and type alumni cypher, soundcloud.com/lfod. Yeah, it's just everywhere. And you can find it, and we suggest you link up with everybody. We're going to play... Do you want to start with part one? I guess we should.
Yeah.
So we're going to play part one of the fifth annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. This one features Noom Nera, Red Shades, Dukeron, Time and Lep, and Mike Wing in that order. We will be back after this with our favorites. Live Free or Die. You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio. We're about to kick off the fifth annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. Each July, we invite all our past guests back to rhyme live on air with their fellow MCs. And we'll be here every Tuesday at 9 p.m., 91.5 FM in Boston, streaming at LFODradio.com. All of these artists have podcasts with us, which you can hear on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere you could hear a podcast. This year's Cyphers are brought to you by the Table Manners DJs and the Rec Shop Movement. Shout out to y'all. We'd also like to thank Rap Night and the Bridge Sound and Stage as well. Can y'all go around and introduce yourselves one by one so the people know who they're listening to?
Again, it's Noom Nera, man. What's understood don't gotta be explained. I'm from Mattapan, my boy.
It's your boy Dukeron for your mind. Y'all already know what it is.
It's your girl Red Shades. That's REDSHAYDEZ. Holla.
It's Mike Wing.
Hey, yo, it's Time from Time and Lep.
Lepa, a.k.a. Third Eye. Time and Lep. Let's get it, boys.
All right. So once again, the Beat Club podcast has provided us with the beats for this year's Cyphers. Producers, get hip to them. If you have not, they hold y'all down heavy. This one we're about to get into is from Grand. Shout out to him. He's got a couple beats this year. So we're going to go around when everyone's ready. It's time. Y'all got it in your headphones?
Yeah.
It's on you.
Yeah. Shout out to Beat Club.
Stay ahead like a Jesus piece that arrests on your chest. They second guess me instead. I cut at your neck like Gillette. Okay, let's break it down. Hating loud won't make a sound. Try and take my crowns like a fat person's stomach. Nigga, wait around. Do this with my eyes closed during fights when they viral. I let my pen bleed on the pad. It's the psycho. A clean slate, no scraping this. Got so many tricks up my sleeve. It'll leave you off guard like an atheist. Serving rappers up like I made dinner. I made, nigga. Seeing through intention, transparent like Kate Jenner. Heard ops, mad they got the third spot. Blinded by my shine like it's Bird Box. I be in the hood, it's nothing. nothing left to say. We could take flight with the right brothers. They feed in office, call it Section 8. Okay, the fact is, niggas got it backwards. I'm so nice, the silence after my punchlines is my ad-libs. You fall in love with thoughts, trying to get them out they drawers. Me? DM like the size above a small. Hungry rappers gotta eat. If I'm who you wanna try, then come get a Kimbo slice of this pie.
Yo, it's your girl Red Shays, alright? We at the LFOD Cypher. Let's get it. Alright, yo, yo. Yo, hey, I'm the underdog, and people overlooked me for years. And now I wonder, y'all, how I've been getting booked by my peers. Look in their hair, Pitbull, that be going off with it. But she soft with it, long-winded, plus she authentic. But back to this flow, though, you peeping my photos. I'm crushing everything in sight. All you see is my logo. You see me, I'm Dolo. Yes, I got the scene in the choco by feeding them vocals. Not how they believed it would go, though. But they would blow shades. I played it cool, I let it pass. But now I got road rage, ain't leaving room. I'm on they assing, never staying quiet, only loud, I got that gas, so you better watch your space and watch your face, I'm about to blast, many options, but I chose to be me, know it's over freebies, every flow be seen in cold and repeats, it's over easy, all I know is y'all be going hard, I be over easy, all I know is I be going hard, and y'all be over easy, Shades.
Yo, for your mind, uh-huh, yo, yo. I said, fit a God body, Zeus almighty. Catch a dude slipping 6'9", this shoddy. Been a hearse since when you ride big body. I need a purse like you boxing with Ali. I'm top notch, creme de la creme. This is for kings, but they let the duke in. Spirit bond, I'm saying Hadouken. Tax season, Uncle Sam for the win. And you write with a freshman's pen. Then switch styles like Bruce Jenner full of estrogen. And I'ma say it in vain. I leave you like Jimi Hendrix. Moonwalk in a purple rain. Whitewash, that's a lot of cocaine. I get dope, that's a lot of dope brain. I'm on cue like a stick up game. They want a news. So I print their name. Obituary gon' give them fame. Now back that up like I just spit that game.
Yeah. Lepa, a.k.a. Third Eye, Time and Left. Let's get it, man. It's like this. Yeah. 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 Yeah, give me the props, I demand it. Before I fly off at the handle and spark with abandon. I'm a pop in the man and I should stop with profanity. But I'm talking to you bums, I ain't talking to Landon. Off in the mark with off the lot at Z Planet. And I'm coughing all of it down until I'm out of the planet. How does he manage to do this to him every time, Sam? I stopped my meds a week before, I gotta be manic by now. These dudes gotta be clowns. While I'm living it, I'm living. Mama gotta be proud of me. Yeah, and it's gotta be loud, cause we risking 200k up on the property value. Sheesh, drop the syllables, I hit them with a witty flow. Do I feel them? No, so I finish with a Riddick bow. Simply simple and they system slow. That's why I'm asking time, what the uff are they spitting for?
Yeah, it's Mike Wing, New Hampshire, LFOD Cypher. Check it out, check it out. Here we go, yo. Look, they ask me how you flow so Fiji. You wax it, then you wipe it down, squeegee. Keep it deeper than the weed beat. Sending everything you hearing through a Ouija. Vinny, Vitty, VG. I'm the new BG. I'm the new Bobby. Caldwell, all hell. People can't stop. Selling cotton and I'm selling poly. If the peach is rotten, then I'm eating on some broccoli. Yo, man, check it. It's the bush that they beat around. How could I see the crown? Well, put my feet around. I just make the speakers drown when I get up in it. Swinging hot with the skillet. You was hot for a minute. I was posted and timid. Now it's all for the taking. I be scraping my plate and I ain't waiting to wait, kid. Mike Wang ain't waiting to wait. You scraping your plate while everybody's sealing your face. So check it. I don't do coke, not cause I'm too broke, more cause I'm too lit. Why you want some fool shit? Bed seat smelling like new phone, who this? Staring all night, but this red bone clueless. She don't understand Mikey wanna do this. Maybe not understanding this, Whitey ain't ruthless. Take her to roof, Chris, and ball out, cause I'm going all out. Plus, I got my balls out. Yeah.
It's time for the incredible rap, Room Time and Left. Yeah, yeah, listen. Yeah, bartender with Jameson on the rocks. Nike Cortez, pull up on the side, got Jumpman logo on my black pullover. You motherfuckers that don't know, going home in the box. I'm Paul Pierce, I'm Pierce Brosnan. I'm what happens when Amir Thompson meets a Tariq Trotter. Nas Air in the crosshairs of Sean Carter. In this prime, in me, I'm Ogasi the Parter. What up, slime? I'm a product of Reaganomic. Dolce Gabbana in the ceiling tile with my apartment line around the block. Nickname Miracle Doc. Clientele yelling like Rick James, give me some ganja. Lyrical monster like Christopher Wallace. More money, more problem. Mama still singing new shotcha. Triple entendre, delivered unconscious. Hit illa with the rough and then trust in the process. I'm building up my trust in myself in the conquest. The pillar of platform, compete with the complex. Pinnacle rap form, killing with kindness. Like question of a pill, blowing them lines, yes. On it, on it, on it. Taking it to the crib and she letting me bone it. When I'm picking them, I'm describing it. Ebony on this, so I rap. Trying to bag a beat on say when I trap. Back up that Bombay, that ball player, never play with that ball play. Boston Garden Green from the bean to the ball clay. And back, I mean what it mean to be all way. And that's facts, yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. All right, so that was part one, week one of the Alumni Cypher Series. That one had Noom Nara, Red Shades, Duke Haran, Time and Lep, Mike Wing. Was over Grand Production. First of all, before we get into any of this, I want to say that was an amazing way to set off the series, you know, for Group One to come in and just get it rolling, set the bar high right off the bat. And we got to give it up for Time and Lep. They're 4 years straight now. It's become a tradition. They always bring it. They're pushing themselves every time too. This one was hard for me to pick a favorite because I thought overall it was pretty even. I'm probably going to go with Noom. Do you want to ask why or do you want me to just keep talking?
I was thinking you were going to just tell me why.
Oh, okay. Oh, good question, Amanda. So
why did you pick Numera?
Here's what I'm thinking. It's a lot of pressure being the first, not only the first in the cypher, but the first of a whole month of cyphers.
That's true.
And he delivered on it.
He did.
I didn't know. I had never heard. He skipped out on Extra Bars when he visited us.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
So, I mean, I knew
that.
I could mm-hmm. he could rap, but I didn't know. I still wasn't 100% sure.
He gave us extra bars, but they weren't, like,
yeah,
extra
yeah.
bars.
You can go he watch did. Them. He had something to say.
He totally
it didn't rhyme. Shout out, Noom. But what I appreciated, and I think he's the only person that did this all month, is his verse was straight punchlines.
Yes.
Top to bottom. Every single line was a bar. Even the ones that... they weren't delivered like a punchline, but if you listen back to it, you're like, oh, that was like, it was a light one, but there was a play, it was wordplay, every single line of it. So I appreciated that he went straight punchlines. Everyone took different approaches. And then I got to say Shades with the flow went mm-hmm. in. So like she came at it from the flow side. She also said a lot too, but she can't, clearly the flow was like top feature there. And then he went straight punchlines. And then there was a lot of other flow guys. Time and Leopard, big flow guys. Duke Haran, Delivery, Mike Wang.
You're taking every single thing that I was going to say. Like,
well, you go first on the next one.
Okay.
So that's my favorite.
Perfect.
Noom. But, and also, while we're ranking everybody, these are just our favorites for right now. Everyone went in. There's no one whose verse I was like, eh. You know, so everyone did
that's
their
fair
thing.
To say.
And we're definitely, we're not comparing you guys or making you compete. We're just saying, in the moment, what stood out.
I think Numera is a really good choice for the same reasons that you said. Like, every single bar was a punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was, and he, I love the way, like, his flow was because he just, like, said it super cool.
Yeah.
Like that's how he talks to you in conversation. So I was like, I really appreciate that. Duke Haran's delivery was crazy, saying a lot. But of course, I'm gonna go with Red Shades because, first of all, like, there wasn't a lot of like MCs, you know, here repping. You know, there was a lot of males in the room. So I really appreciated the fact that she was like, she came up here, she was in the first cypher. You know what I mean? And I think this is her first year, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, it's her first year. She came up, she killed it. The flow was amazing. I really like the bar where she said, I wonder how I keep getting booked by my peers. Like, it was, and it's so true. Like, I appreciate it.
Why did you like that bar?
Because it's true.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just true. Like,
break it down. Break it down.
I ain't going to break down nobody's bars.
No, but not everyone knows.
For me, how I took that was like, she's cool with all of her peers who are killing it right now. And she's getting on stages and sharing stages with them. Like, that's dope.
Oh.
Is that not how you took it?
Not necessarily, but that's dope.
How did you take it?
I'm not breaking down people's bars.
You know, wow.
Well, no, it stood out to you. I took it. I don't know. We could ask her how she meant it.
That would be a dope follow-up
question.
I took
it as more of a shot. Like, I'm getting booked by my peers.
Could be that.
You know what I mean? Like,
and that's another thing. The entendres in her whole flow was just fire.
Yeah. It was a flex. I took it as a flex more than a, like, celebration.
Could go both ways.
I like that it resonated with you.
It did.
Red Shades, call in right now. Let us know. 855-915-9636.
Let's get her on the line.
Yeah. No. That's dope, though. That's the fun thing about these every year. It's like, oh, they said that? What do they mean?
And I've listened to it like 3 different times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, part 2. Oh, you know what? Thomas gave me, I was going to do all Thomas's at the end, but I'll read his as we go down the line.
Okay.
For those that don't know, Thomas LaPierre III produces these podcasts every week.
What's up, Thomas?
We send him the raw file, and he gets it cut up and chopped up. He cleans up all the misspeaks and all that. And Thomas is the man. He's not necessarily from... he's funny. He's Lep's cousin. That's how we met. I made a Facebook post.
Didn't even know.
Saying we were looking for a producer, and Lep tagged him on it. So it's cool to hear his perspective, too, because he's more from a rock side of things. Part one for him was a tie. He says it's a tie between Red Shades and Lep for the tenacity and willingness to tackle any beat we threw at them. So what he's talking about there is after the original cypher, we went through a bunch of other beats, and they kept hopping on more.
Right.
You can get those on the Patreon page. Patreon.com/LFODLife.
I see what you did there.
I didn't do it to do that, but that's what he was talking about. And we'll be dropping those for the general public at some point as well. Or if you listen to the full podcast on Spotify, iTunes, whatever, if you listen to part one, it's all on there. And that might be cool, too. You get to hear their whole story. So, part two, for me, this one was DL, Tony White, DDM, E. Jake, Oompa, Anson Raps, Paranom, D. Ruff, Billy Dean Thomas, Philly G, and Chronic Tone, again, produced by Grand. I'll let you kick this one off.
Oh, we're not listening first?
There's not enough time to do all of them.
Okay. Wow. This, first of all, this was, I feel, the biggest one out of all, four rounds, because they had the most artists, I feel like, in them. Am I right?
Yes,
or
it did have
maybe, because I feel like the fourth one kind of had a lot of people, too, but I feel like this one had the most. Everybody went super hard. I had a lot of standouts. Oompa, Billy Dean, Thomas, D. Ruff, Philly G., there was so many standouts. I don't know. Come back to me, because this was the one, this was the cypher that I was like, I don't know who I would pick if I had to pick one, since you said to pick one. It's hard when it's all of them. But
okay.
For Oompa, what I loved was like the bars were just hard, and it was effortless. Like the flow was just effortless. And like I like how Oompa showed like a lot of character. And you know what I mean? and like joked around. Like that was cool. Billy Dean's flow and like cadence, bananas. I really liked D Ruff a lot because D Ruff like came up here and just freestyled, and like I respect that a lot. And it was cool. It was a nice flow. Like it was just really, I don't know. This one was hard for me.
I hear that. This one
and
was
Philly
difficult.
G was dope. Like I don't know.
They're all dope.
They're all dope.
I would say that's what stood out to me is this one was a lot of fun.
Yes.
This one was a lot of fun. And if you watch the videos, you'll see that, especially on all of them, you'll see people reacting and stuff like
it was
that.
Great energy.
But this one was smiles, a lot of jokes,
mm-hmm.
real freestyles.
Mm-hmm.
A few people freestyled for real.
Yeah, the extra bars.
Tony ended up freestyling because he halfway through his verse, he switched to a freestyle. So there's a lot of that. All the MCs, this one to me felt like the MCs were pushing each other. There was a lot of them. And they really did all go in, and in a unique way, which was my favorite thing about this one overall, is there was no overlap in style.
Mm.
And it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them, and none of them approached the beat the same way. So I think my favorite, I'm going to go... It changes day to day, but today I'm saying Billy Dean. Because it was such a statement.
Mm.
It was very much to me like a statement verse. Just kind of blacked out on it.
Yeah.
And really took... It was a decision to put the energy there. And then it had a lot of the different pieces that the rest of the cypher had. There were a ton of jokes. It was going hard.
Entendres were crazy. The flow was like...
Yeah, it was dirty. It was very dirty.
Yeah.
Building off Oompa's, you know, a lot of strap talk. And I think I would recommend people listen to this one multiple times. A few of these verses might take a couple listens to catch fully. Do not sleep on what Paranom did on this one at all. And there's a lot of... this one, it was very difficult, but I'm going to go with Billy Dean. We can move to the next one.
Yes, let's do that, because I'm like,
You said Oompa first, so Oompa's your favorite.
I'm listing everybody.
Yeah,
I
see what you're doing.
I'm listing everybody.
And we're going to talk about the Oompa show before we leave as well.
Yes, because it was...
Cleo, out
phenomenal.
Now.
Phenomenal.
A lot of these guys have projects out or coming out, so make sure you check all of them. Part 3, this one had EMS, Mertz, Chatham the Sun, Shalom the Poet, and Seti Zoo. I think this might have been the most violent cypher, content-wise.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone had sort of violent content. I mean, Benefit immediately. This is the line that stuck out to me from it. Benefit, when he said, "Say I'm getting older because I got a granddaughter, a bad batch of dope, get you 20 for manslaughter." I thought just that is the line that stuck with me since then.
So is that your favorite?
No, I think this one, everyone was pretty even to me. But I mean, even Seti was talking about crowdfunding people's funerals.
Yeah.
For battling him. Yeah. Like he was talking about people setting up GoFundMes.
I know. That
so,
went hard, though.
Yeah, everyone went, it was a lot of gun talk, a lot of, for me, it's either Chatham or Shalom on this one.
Shalom is mine.
I like Chatham. Definitely LFOD representative, and I like the flows he tries out and the way he comes at things and like how he bounces around. I liked his automatic punch bar. And he just does like a gymnastics thing with it, but says stuff at the same time. And Shalom just said a lot of things. There was a lot packed into that.
Shalom, for me, was like my favorite because like Shalom talked about a lot of heavy stuff.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
That's Shalom, yeah.
And it was very quick and the delivery was just crazy. And not to mention, like Shalom wasn't on the list. Shalom like jumped in. Like, were they scheduled to be up here? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. But
Shalom's always a maybe every year, kind of.
Okay.
And this year she popped up.
Word. So, like, I had just met her for the first time, like, here. And I was just like, oh, everybody, like, knows you. So, like, you definitely are here to rap. And got on the mic and blew me away. I was like, wow. Like, talking a lot about... I'm not going to spoil it for nobody. That's definitely one that I went back to a few times.
You could, if they haven't heard it yet, it'll still hit.
What do you mean? No, I'm just saying, like, it was just talking, just a lot of heavy content. And if you were paying attention, like, it was just hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. So mm-hmm. for me, that was my favorite.
Word.
Yeah, Shalom.
Yeah, and you guys Shalom built for a while afterwards as well.
Freestyle, like, crazy. Like, Shalom the Poet is incredibly talented, for mm-hmm. sure. Like, I was just blown away, period, that night. Because even after the show, was like, just put on a beat. I was like, what? Yeah, it was fire.
She's been putting out stuff as Poet of War, OV, with her brother lately. So, if y'all want to check that out. Some of it has Seti Zoo on it as well. The new record is Time.
And shout out Seti, because, like, that was all off top. Like, Seti comes in and, like, writes, like, on the spot. Like,
yeah, so Seti is in that. Two cyphers. And yes. So...
I noticed that.
Well, there was a... So Seti showed up that night, but he had written... He came here to write, basically. And he went and sat out there on the couch and wrote it just before he hopped on.
Oh.
To a different beat. And then he got in here and it was that beat. And then so he did the Seti thing and combined and then he was like, can I come back next week?
That's pretty dope.
I wrote everything to the other beat. So, but it all, and both, if he hadn't told anybody that, no one would even know.
That's crazy.
But that's a part of the Seti story. He always, if you listen to his the year before too, if you listen to the recap last year, Christiana talks about that, how Seti like walked in, wrote it while they were getting ready, and then like,
just makes it work.
He just sits there with a pen and a pad and then raps about everything he sees in the room and it flows.
Which is incredible.
So, we're going to play part four. Actually, no, let's just get into it. Thomas is going to hook y'all up. He's going to demonstrate all his skills that we just talked about. Because I do want to talk about the Oompa concert, too. Part four featured Amanda Shay.
Gang, gang.
Seti Zoo. Aunt Thomas. YN Prop. Artisan. G.I.'s. V-Knuckles. Rex. And the homie Bakari. J.B. The first thing I have written here in all caps is, okay, Amanda.
Thank you.
We didn't, I mean, I don't think anyone knew what was going to happen there.
To be honest, I didn't know what was going to happen there. Because we did the extra bars for the Women in Hip Hop panel, I did a poem because I'm a spoken word artist. And D. Ruff, when he was up here for If You Could Feel It, You Could Speak It, he did a poem and he did extra bars. So I was like, all right, cool. But I was here for D. Ruff Cypher in the room. And he was like, yeah, I'm not a rapper. I'm a poet. But went and freestyled and I was like, wait,
no. He set you up.
No. But D is just incredibly talented. So like, I'm not surprised. Like, I'm just not. Like, he can freestyle for hours. Like, he's just amazing. So when he did that, I was kind of like, okay, there's kind of pressure because am I going to be able to do a poem over this beat? And yeah. But shout out Brandy Blaze and shout out Free because, like, I was so nervous and I didn't know how I was going to, like, deliver it. I knew that I wanted to pay homage. I knew I wanted to pay respects just to be up here and have the opportunity to, like, even just rap and never rapped ever before. You know what I mean? They really helped guide me through that whole process. I wrote it and, like, didn't look at it for a very long time because I was like, I don't even know how to structure this. But I learned so much about just bars in general in that short period of time. Like, it's incredible. Like, I respect the craft, and it's really, really hard. Like, it's really, really, it's really, really different than what I do normally. So I was just happy to be able to do it. But yeah.
Do you get to pick a favorite for that one? Because you're...
I'm not picking myself.
Shout out to Tayshaun Taylor.
Shout out, Tay.
That's what he did last
year. Hey. I'm not going to pick myself. There was a lot of standouts for me on this one, too. Like, YM Prop was, like, I loved his bars. Like, at one point, I didn't know if he was, like, he was freestyling or not. So, like, that stood out for me.
Can I shout out YN while you brought that up?
Yeah.
We got to shout out YN Prop because before we booked his interview, I kept running into him. And he was like, yo, you got to get me on there. You got to, you know, send me some records. And he goes, I will body that cypher. You have to let me in that cypher. Because I think I met him like heading into the previous year's cypher series. And he was like, you have to let me in. You have to let me in. I was like, we got to do it's only alumni. We got to do a podcast first. We got to interview you. And he was like, he basically said he was going to destroy it. And he delivered. So
I totally
huge shout out to him. I told him that in person. I'll put it on the comments. But he really came through and did what he needed to do. And it was nice to see him back up the talk.
Yeah, he was definitely one of my favorites. Bakari JB was definitely one of my favorites. That was crazy. I think he gave
more. Who was your favorite, though?
Rex was fire, too. There was a lot of, I don't know. I don't know. It's between, for me right now, like, YN and Bakari.
Okay. Yeah, they're a good combination. I like this. That's the other line I've had stuck in my head is the, I'm in the bean dip like Tostitos.
That one.
Make it ish bump like mosquitoes.
And then he said,
sink your ship like torpedoes.
And the way he said it was just so cool too. Like, it was just really cool.
This is another one that I would really recommend. I'd recommend watching the videos for all of them.
So period.
On YouTube, type in LFOD. We pop right up. But this one, it's so hard to capture the vibe of live freestyling after it's been recorded. But you can attest, you were at most of them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room changes. Mm-hmm. Everything feels different. It feels like you're witnessing magic taking place. People are pulling words out, creating right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the video will give you a look at that because everyone in here is having a blast. Knuckles cracks me up. His, if you watch the video, it hits like three times as hard, and I just laugh watching it. And then you see Rex doubled over, you see like everyone having a blast. Mm-hmm. So definitely recommend that. I'm really glad to have Ant back rapping.
Yeah,
Ant
he was
one of the dudes I met
fire.
When I first got here, and he's always been doing a lot of things, so the rap kind of fell to the wayside for a bit, but he came in, did his thing, and then he sent me a couple records that we spun last week, and his stuff sounding good. So, and you know, he's talking about the things we need to talk about as well.
Yeah, he was one of the ones too. That's why this one was really hard, because Rex, you know, Ant, YN. This was just hard, period, to like just narrow it down, to be honest.
That we have this caliber of MCs
right
around here popping in doing this. This is like a really good problem to have. You can't pick your favorite.
There's so many talented.
I'm giving it to Rex on this one.
Okay.
For working LFOD into the verse twice.
He would.
He said He said, I'm LFOD honorary, this live free or die commentary. And that's not the first time Rex has put LFOD and Uncle Sam and different things into verses of his. And it's still kind of surreal to me when it happens, because that's a dude, you know, we were bumping as kids, you know, a legend truly out here. And then to be, you know, all of a sudden getting our names in the verses. That was cool. And he's not the only person to shout us out, but he gets extra credit. So I'm going to go with Rex. And he floated on it, too.
Yeah, he did.
Like, effortlessly.
I mean, it's so, Rex. Like,
yeah. I mean, isn't that an unfair pressure that happens to MCs that deliver at a high level consistently, though?
This is, I mean,
it kind of is like, yeah, well, yeah, of course they murdered that.
It's a good problem to have, as you would say.
It is, but I think it's interesting because there's a few other MCs that have that too, that like they can do the most mind-bending stuff, but it's expected of them now. It's an interesting thing that happens to the elite.
That's very true too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go on a name spree there, but I mean, it's even happening in Black Thought a bit. You know, they're like, oh yeah, of course he killed that freestyle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If he was a kid or like someone new, you'd be like, what?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, yeah, of course.
You know? You think over time, like the shock value or like just the pressure period, like of always staying at that caliber.
Yeah, it's interesting what it does. I think you might not. I think it probably, you might get more credit as a retrospective. I don't know. It's tough. We could think about it, but it's like it's a thing where you get underrated because you're like too good, so you get like to the bottom of the list.
I mean, we could talk. I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast about like the top 50 rappers list. So like, yeah, we could go on for days about.
Yeah, that was an interesting couple of days on Twitter.
Yes, for sure.
So that's my thoughts on this year. This year was, this felt really good. I was really happy, very, very happy with how this year.
32 artists came up here. Like, that's just
fire. They didn't have to. And they wrote, for the most part, I think they wrote fresh stuff for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means a lot. Because it all snowballs and then, you know.
And in the midst of everything that they're already doing, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot.
Right. And a few people did say, like, they heard stuff happen and they had to keep rewriting things. Like, one person told me specifically they wrote it, like, 3 times. Because they kept bouncing, like, no, you can do better. No, you can do, like, so.
That's dope.
That's a level that I appreciate. Thomas, we skipped his others, but part 2, he said, is another tie between Oompa and Billy Dean Thomas for the raw energy and power they put out. Gave him goosebumps.
Yes.
Part 3, he said, was EMS for making him feel like he was back in the mid-90s listening to his Walkman. The way they played off each other, one right after another, ending with the bridge line, rolling into the bridge, how he could not go with that. That was actually Mertz that did the bridge line. He works at the Bridge Sound and Stage, so that was his homage to everything. He might join EMS, though. Maybe we can make that happen. And then part 4, he says, was Amanda Shea coming out of nowhere and just setting the bar wicked high for everyone else. She may not be a quote-unquote rapper, but talent is talent, and she made it sound effortless.
I love you, Thomas. Thank you. Wow. that's dope.
So, once again, we want to thank all the MCs that were involved. Noom Nera, Red Shades, Duke Aran, Time and Lep, Mike Wing, DL, Tony White DDM, EJ, Oompa, Anson Raps, Paranom, D-Ruff, Billy Dean Thomas, Philly G, Chronic Tone, EMS, Mertz, Chatham the Sun, Shalom the Poet, Seti Zoo, Amanda Shea, Aunt Thomas, YN Prop, Artisan, G.I.'s, V Knuckles, Rex, Macari JB, the producers, Grand, Mad Surgeon, Manny Beats, Shy, and everyone that made this possible. And you can hear it all, LFODradio.com, YouTube, LFOD, SoundCloud, LFOD. Everywhere, LFOD. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. Thank you for all you guys for rocking.
Dope cypher.
It was dope.
It was a really dope cypher.
And we're getting ready to plan out season 6. It's coming. If you have suggestions for guests, panels, anything that you would like us to do, to present, to be involved with, please hit us. If it's a long thing, you can go to submissions@lfodradio.com, shoot us an email. Artists, you can do that too. I want to be on it, you know, submissions@lfodradio.com. If it's shorter and you want to have a discussion out in public, which I always enjoy, @lfodradio, drop it in a comment somewhere. I'm a little sentimental with the 5-year mark, you know, looking back, starting to think what we can do going forward. So definitely open and listening to your ideas. But right now, we're going to talk about what happened Saturday night at the Sinclair.
Oh, you mean the history that was made?
Yes.
At the Sinclair on Saturday?
Yes.
On August 10th?
August 10th, 2019.
Yes.
From about 7 p.m. onward.
I'm going to try to talk about this because I still haven't processed complete. Like, I don't know if I can formulate the words to express everything. Like, everything. Like, production. It just,
You're right. You're right.
I'm like trying. I'm like, it's so hard. Like the album, Oompa, 500 people, the Sinclair, Cambridge, happiness, joy, support, energy, like love, genuine love. Like there was so much in that building. Like so much. And if you weren't there, you really, really missed out. Like, you really, really did. It was beautiful. Absolutely fantastic. Incredible. Everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, tears of joy. So happy.
Yeah, from a, like, purely non-emotional place, bars were raised in a number of places. I think there were 3 wardrobe changes, multiple dancers, different set props, which was cool to see. From that point of view, I was really happy. And as someone who, you know, does rock with Oompa pretty hard personally as well, it was clear that she knew that she was on a stage and what the opportunity really was, and didn't just do a normal show, really made it a whole production, which was very dope. On the emotional side, it was, not only was it incredible, but it's really great to see how she really, the love she shows and gives and things like that all comes back. And everyone in there really, it is really like a family vibe. She's been doing the auntie thing at her shows forever. And you can see that, you know, stuck because everyone there was just like super. They weren't going to see, well, I can't speak for everyone, but it felt to me like people weren't going to see like this artist they like up on stage. They were like really happy to see their friend up there on that stage and like really happy, like for someone they felt close to. Like they, a milestone meant something. It wasn't like when you go to a band or something and it's just a venue on a map that you go to. Everyone seemed conscious of what the show meant and was there to show love for that. And that was really, it was very cool. Very cool. And the city came out too. A lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And
the merch, it just,
the merch was all gone by the time I was there, which tells you a lot too, you know.
Everything, just everything was just incredible. And to be able to, you know, share your world with people and be that vulnerable, and you could just, it was just incredible. I don't have words because like I'm still like, when I talk about it, I'm like replaying everything I saw, and I'm just like, wow. It was just really incredible. The dancers, like,
it was very
in dope. The raft up on what? Like,
I didn't even
like there. And you know, another thing, but like the amount of artists that were on that stage. Like,
yeah, shout out to Brandy popping out and spazzing.
Brandy, the Lady
Ice.
That was
like a WWE thing.
Rip.
With a pop. You know,
it was
room.
Just, everything was just amazing. Like,
you know Lady Ice?
Yeah, like,
I met her at the rec shop thing recently.
That,
cool.
I feel like, is real true power. And, like, that's what makes it, like, really, really, like, just all around just amazing.
Yeah.
Because Oompa is really a great person, a really great artist.
Absolutely.
A really great collaborator, a really great organizer. You know what I mean? Like, all the way around, community act, like, in, knows what's, pulls people together. You know what I mean? And, like, if you didn't know that, you saw that.
Right.
Even if you didn't, say a friend brought you and you didn't know Oompa per se, there was somebody on that stage. If you are following, like, what's going on and you see people performing and you're in all different aspects of that, you know, you would see somebody you knew.
Right.
Like, it period. These are, everybody's from, it's just, it was just amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know her whole band, so shout out to the Chocolate Factory, but I did see Tim Hall up there, who I know. I saw Alcide in the back DJing, friend of the program. Ark popped up to do a solo out of nowhere.
Yo, there's just incredibly talented vocalists, Miranda Ray, Tay, Prescott, dancers. Like, Tay was there in the balcony, like, filming and stuff. Like,
I have no idea how that happened. Just, I was even asking. I was like, what's up, dude? You're a film guy
just
now. He's like, yeah, I got a camera tonight.
Amazing. Like, everybody. And it was, like, so loving. Like, I couldn't walk anywhere without somebody being like, hey. And, like, you really, like, it was just beautiful. Beautiful. I don't know if I'm doing it justice.
You are,
I'm trying.
You can tell that you're moved by it.
Yo.
It was just great, musically even. I got there and then I didn't even really try to keep walking. I just stood. I found a good spot and I just stood there and zoned in and took it in. And every now and then someone grabbed me and, like, dap them up and just turn and look right back and, you know,
Red Shades.
Shout out to Shades. I missed her set. I felt bad. The show did run on time. I will say that. If you are going to the Sinclair, do not observe Boston hip hop time when heading to the show, because the show was actually early. Oompa was on about 30 minutes before it was listed on the set list, which, shout out to Shades. I saw her after. She looked great. She looked like she had a good time.
Hefe was there.
Tides, Benji.
Yo, Benji. It's incredible. Yeah, it just, everything about it was just incredible.
It was.
Incredible. History, for real.
Yeah. So
For real.
Shout out to everyone that made that possible, in front of the scenes, behind the scenes.
Big fact.
The scene itself. And get that Cleo.
Yo,
and we're doing another, while we're on the community wave, this Saturday, Hoop Hop, 6th annual Bakari's here, a year ahead of us with this. Hoop Hop is popping up noon at the Roxbury YMCA. Bruce Brown Jr., Boston's own. He plays for the Detroit Pistons. He'll be in town. It's his birthday. He's going to be giving away backpacks for the youth. There's going to be a resource fair. There's going to be a three-point contest. All sorts of stuff starting around noon. And then they're tipping off the games. There's four teams. Launch site, Scope Apparel, Mass Apparel, and the Beantown Bullies. They're going to be, they're entirely comprised of members of the New England hip hop community, MCs, producers, DJs, you name it. And they're all out there just playing ball for bragging rights, taking home a trophy, and just kind of having some fun as a group, you know,
it's
not talking business, not, you know, doing all that, just shooting some hoops.
It's going to be dope.
So we'll see you out there on Saturday.
And, yo, get that new Cleo, though.
So now.
Everywhere. Do you have a favorite track?
I haven't listened to it enough times to have a favorite, but no, not yet. There's a couple in my head, but I can't feel comfortable saying it out loud yet.
I can't pick.
I gotta shout out my guy Soul. I found out I introduced my buddy Soul to someone, to Rael at the show. I was like, oh, this is Soul. He makes beats. And I didn't know he did this. He goes, yeah, I produced Feel Like Cole. And I was like, oh, yeah, I really undersold him. He produced the lead single off the album, you know.
Yo, so, shout out Soul.
Shout out Soul, getting busy.
He sure did.
And that's another ill way she brings people together, because I didn't know he was. That's they were homies, but I didn't know.
Real afford. Like, go there. Get the project, like, yeah, period. Cleo.
So it's.
Period.
Yeah, it's.
Dot.
There's a lot going on.
Just go stream it.
Yo.
Right now.
And we'll see you this weekend at the Hoop Hop. See you in those comments at LFOD Radio _ on Twitter, hashtag LFOD Radio. Let us know. Like, we're really, we broadcast a lot, but right now we're all ears. We're listening. We want to hear what's happening. And I can't stress the Patreon enough. That would really, you know, we want to achieve a lot of stuff. And a lot of that is tied to the size of the community we got rocking with us, you know. So that patreon.com/LFODLife, LFODRadio.com. Check out the ciphers. Let us know what you think. Let us know your favorites. That would be fire. You know, yeah. Show these guys some love. We do it to show them love, not to pit them against each other, but show these guys some love. So let us know who you think went in and did their
show
thing.
We're gonna
get out of here
love.
With part four, so y'all can hear the Amanda Shavers.
Oh, you would do that.
Oh, super kind.
Thanks.
We'll be back next next Tuesday, 9 p.m. same time and place. LFOD Radio. In the 5th annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. Parts 1 through 3 are up now on YouTube, SoundCloud, IGTV, Facebook, and you can hear the full podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. We've also been dropping bonus videos on patreon.com/LFODLife with bars from Red Shades, Time and Lep, Noom Nara, Billy Dean Thomas, Philly G, and more. All the artists tonight have podcasts with us as well, so dig in if you hear something you like. This year's ciphers are brought to you by the Table Manners DJs and Rec Shop Movement. Big shout out to y'all. Would like to thank Rap Night and the Bridge Sound and Stage as well. Once again, the Beat Club podcast has provided us with the beats for this year's ciphers. Producers, get hip to them if you have not. They hold it down. This one is produced by Manny Beats Shy. Are y'all ready? Can